And it's just ticked past 11 o'clock on this Tuesday edition of Winners as we continue our track work discussions. And Rob Nicholson, he was out at Caulfield this morning. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. It was quite pleasant out at Caulfield this morning. A few went out to Sandown for their final gallops, and a few worked at Mooney Valley yesterday, obviously ahead of the Friday night races. And there was plenty of pats on the back for Andrew Noblett, who was very popular after Silent Edition won on the weekend.
And wasn't it impressive? Sort of defied a betting drift and won like an odds-on chance.
Well, its work on last Tuesday morning suggested that she'd certainly switched on with a little tinkering with the gear that Andrew had made. And coming around the home turn on the weekend, Nadia, it was rack'em and stack'em. The 400-metre mark, Craig Williams had her under an absolute stranglehold while the rest were having their ears scrubbed off. So I was certainly very, very happy and cheering her on the last 400 metres, and she just seemed to be getting better and better the further she went.
Well, there we have it. Well, she definitely got up and won at a big price for those who stuck. Let's talk a bit about what's happening this weekend. And, well, we head to Flemington for Group 1 racing, and Mick Price has got a very strong hand.
He does, Nadia, and he's got three runners contesting the Australian Guineas. He's decided to accept with Mighty Boss, and he's going very nicely after his probably disappointing run in the Futurity. Raver raced badly and was probably spent all his pennies at about the 300-metre mark, so I'd suggest he'll have he had a very quiet morning this morning, just a little canter on the A-track, and he'll go around, according to Mick. He's doing everything right to suggest he will, so he's accepted with him, obviously, and I'd say that they'll ride him a little quieter, and has drawn gate two for the Australian Guineas, which is certainly a positive. He's also got two very good last start winners, Nadia, in Grunt and Holy Snow, and they were both very impressive winners. Grunt looks to be a very much an up-and-comer, and Holy Snow was equally as impressive a couple of weeks ago. They worked together on Saturday morning prior to the Blue Diamond race day, and their last 400 metres, they came home a nice sharp time of 22.7 on the course proper. They followed that up this morning with another gallop together over 1,200 metres this morning. Probably a little bit cruisier, running in a minute 21.27. And their last 400 was in 24.27 and were both on the bit, finished pretty much together. They're in great order, and it's very hard to split either of those two. Damien Oliver was certainly pleased with Grunt, gave him a nice pat on the way through, and it was all positive for the Australian Guineas runners for Mick. He's also got a couple of horses in the Saintly, Cow Cow or Chow Chow, whichever way you would like to say it, set to run in the handicap. And he worked on his own this morning over 1,000 metres in a fairly strong time of a minute 4.14. He came home a very nice time of 23.23 on the last 400 on the steeplegrass, and it was a pretty slick gallop. Hopefully he can put his best foot forward. But Mick's also got a horse going to run around called Red, White and Blue, who's only a lightly raced gelding, and he's had two career starts for two career wins. So he worked very nicely over 1,200 metres in a minute 21.65 and ran home his last 400 in 24.82 on the steeplegrass, as I said. And looks a nice type, and Mick's giving him his chance at Flemington. Certainly a nice each-way chance, I suggest. Aside from them, Secret Agenda, the Group 1 winning mare, winner of the Sangster Stakes last autumn, she goes around in the Hoisted Handicap at listed level, and she was pretty good going over 800 in 53.14. Wasn't pushed too hard on the steeplegrass this morning with D. Oliver on board, and she quickened really stylishly her last 400 metres to run home in 23.98 on the bit, and plenty to like about the way she's coming along. And speaking to Mick Price this morning, he said that she's kicking off on Saturday and will look to run in the Group 1 William Reid a couple of weeks after that before deciding whether they go back up to Sydney, where she was a really strong winner up there in the Sapphire, winning at Group 2 level. So maybe go back there and try and repeat the dose with Secret Agenda. Aside from that, he's got Oregon's Day set to resume on Saturday in the Tresidae Stakes over the 1,400 metres. She'll be hoping for a good barrier draw. Was luckless last preparation, kept drawing the car park, and she looks in pretty good order, working 1,000 metres this morning. Her last 800 was running 52.98, and she cruised home her last 400 in 24.76 on the steeple grass, and she looks in pretty good order for her first up run, and I'd expect to see her heading towards Sydney in a run or two. While speaking of Sydney, Price is heading up there with Seabrook. She worked this morning exceptionally well with stablemate She's So High. She heads up for the Sweet Embrace at Group 2 level over the 1,200. And they ran 800 metres the reverse way in 53.51, which was relatively slowish, I suppose, if you want to call it, for the 800 metres. But really let down her last 400 to run home at a very sharp 23.08, and looks to have absolutely no issues running on her Sydney leg, and I'd expect her to be very competitive up there in Sydney on the weekend. And he's also got Cry If I Want To headed to Adelaide to contest the Lord Ream at listed level over the 2600, and it worked very nicely over a mile, just in evens, and came home its last 400 in a pretty sharp time of 24.52 for a stayer. So I'd expect Cry If I Want To go well, and it has been a pretty good bread and butter horse for Mick. So hopefully you can go over to South Australia and produce the goods for him.
Also, Aaron Purcell, he's got runners in on the weekend too.
He does. He's accepted with three also in the Australian Guineas. He's accepted with Aloysia, the very talented mare. He's got Villamont and also Black Sail accepted. Black Sail was originally suggested that the horse had run Friday night at Moonee Valley. Could possibly still be the case, but is accepted in the Guineas. Aloysia and Villamont headed out to Sandown this morning to gallop on the course proper. Aloysia speaking to Dave Eustace, the assistant trainer there at the Purcell stable at the moment. She was very sharp in her work, and she's certainly made a great deal of improvement from her first up run a fortnight ago. And she went around 800 in 51.02 on the course proper, and came home in the last 400 in a fairly sharp 23 seconds. And I'd expect her to show a great deal of improvement. They were hoping to get a barrier between 1 and 5, but unfortunately she seems to have drawn out in barrier 13, which will come into 12. Probably not the ideal barrier over the mile at Flemington, but look, she's talented enough, and if she can get a little bit of luck in running, she can certainly be competitive. Villamont's also was equally impressive in his hit out this morning out at Sandown on the course proper. He got too far back at Caulfield last start, and he hit the line fairly stylishly. I'd expect him to run well after working 800 in 51.45, and got home his last 400 in the same time as Aloysia in 23 seconds. He looks in good order from all reports, and he's come on again from that run. And Black Sail went out to Moonee Valley yesterday morning, and it worked quite nicely, over 1,200 metres on the course proper in a minute 20.09, and came home its last 400 in 24.44. So obviously was very impressive in its work there at the Valley yesterday, and hoping to back it up on Saturday in a better performance in the Australian Guineas. Aside from those, Nadia, V&E Star also headed to Moonee Valley yesterday. It worked with a horse going around on Friday night in that Moonee Valley in the opening race, the two-year-old Phillies handicap called Typhoomerang. They worked together over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.94 and came home their last 400 in 24.45, both on the bit. V&E Star obviously just had the better of Typhoomerang, but was a good win when having its first start at the Valley, and heads across to South Australia to contest the Cinderella Stakes over the 1,050 metres, and hopefully it can run very well there. Aside from those, Nadia, Kazirabad, Written Era and Column all worked at Warrnambool. Kazirabad's nominated for Flemington, Friday night at the Valley, and South Australia in the Lord Rooms. Yet to make a decision on where it'll go. Written Error is nominated to run in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84, and Colin's going to run around in the Terry Howe Printing Handicap over the 2000 in South Australia. So you certainly got plenty of chances. I suggest Aloysia would probably be his best, but I'd certainly keep an eye out for Van East Star if it heads across to South Australia.
There's someone we should be keeping an eye on for Aaron Purcell. What's Henry Dwyer got in on the weekend?
Henry Dwyer is only likely to run Motown Lil on the weekend, resuming in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 handicap over the 1100. And she worked exceptionally well this morning over 800 on the steeplegrass in probably the slickest time of the morning in 49.56, and came home her last 400 in the equally impressive 23.81. Probably these down a little bit towards the end after going so quickly at the start, and looks to be in terrific order for the resumption. He's also got Malveen, who was the fourth emergency for the Blue Diamond, going around tomorrow in Tasmania. So I'd expect to see Malveen run exceptionally well after its last start win, and was probably a little stiff. Its track work last week was outstanding going into the Blue Diamond draw, but unfortunately missed a run. So keep an eye out for Malveen in Tasmania tomorrow, and Motown Lil contesting the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84.
Okay, so on for Tassie tomorrow, and of course Motown Lil over the weekend. What about for John Maloney?
John Maloney is going to run Band of Spice in the Tresidae Stakes, and was probably a little disappointing having its first start and didn't produce the goods, but obviously has done well enough to suggest that for John to nominate for the Tresidae, and its work this morning was pretty good over 1,000 metres in a minute 9, and came home its last 400 in 24.5, and John's obviously still getting to know the horse after transferring from Stuart Kendring up there in Queensland, but very big, strong mare, and I'd expect her to run well, especially on the wide open spaces of Flemington. I think that might play more into her hands, and could see a much improved performance. While they'll have Black and Tan and Fern go around on Friday night, they're likely to contest the three-year-old Benchmark 64 handicap over the 1200. They worked very nicely on the steeplegrass over 800 in 52 seconds and cruised home, keeping a little bit in the tank for Friday night, just coming home in 25 on the steeplegrass, and both look in pretty good order going into Friday night.
Okay, that's for Friday night. And also, Jared Maloney's got In Denial running.
Yeah, pretty good form In Denial at the moment, and headed out to Sandown also. Just a nice gallop on the course proper there, over 800 metres in 52, and came home the last 400 in 24 on the bit, and Jared's obviously got a fairly good opinion of the horse. It's run 1-2 in its last two starts, and if it can continue that good form, I think it can certainly be competitive in the Saintly handicap, and does run into some good ones, but certainly not out of its depths here, and I'd expect In Denial to be very competitive, not maybe a nice each-way chance for the punters out there.
Okay, so In Denial as well, and Brendan McCarthy's got a couple in too.
Yeah, he's got Callan DeLadd going to line up on Saturday in the Benchmark 70 handicap over the 2000. Worked quite nicely this morning. Wasn't pressed to do anything of great time. Just worked 1,200 metres in evens and cruised home its last 600 metres in 39 seconds, and looks to be very fit, and has been running okay. Probably didn't run his best last start, but prior to that he's been running very well. He's also got Petite Reward going to go around Friday night in the, I believe it's the Mooney Valley Sprint Series final over 1,200 metres, and she went around very nicely. Good win last start, and just went around 800 in 56, keeping plenty of petrol in the tank, and absolutely trotted home the last 400 in 26.5 on the steeplegrass, and not much to do with her. She's super fit, and as I said last week before she won, he couldn't have her going any better. She hasn't changed 1.08 from the time she's been in work, and she keeps continuing to hold her condition very well, and I'd expect her to run well again and maybe go 2 in a row.
Exactly, and Colin Little's got Big Sir in.
Yes, he does. Big Sir's obviously a horse that's been going along and doing all right for Colin, bread and butter horse, and he'll contest the benchmark 70 over the 2,000 up against Calendar Lad. Worked quite well this morning over 1,200 metres in a minute 24 and came home in his last 600 metres in 37 on the steeple grass. Nice, big, strong horse, and I'd expect him to be running on quite nicely with a little bit of luck. And running, he can certainly figure in the top three or four, hopefully, and maybe add a little bit of value to your multiples.
Anything else of note from Caulfield, Rob?
Byron Cosmanis will run a horse called Lysette in the first race for the two-year-old fillies on Friday night. It worked quite nicely over 800 metres and showed that it was getting prepared quite well, running home in 24 for the last 400. And Nick Ryan sent Hot Girl Wanted and Masuta both out to Mooney Valley yesterday, and they went 800 in 55.19, home in 25.08. Hot Girl Wanted will go around on Friday night if we can get a run, and Masuta will run around Thursday. Apart from that, Single Gaze just had a nice canter around. It's probably the unluckiest horse going around, keeps running second. She looks to have come through her run in the Peter Young in outstanding condition and was bouncing out of her skin. And also, I would suggest that Bassett had a very nice trial this morning, as did a horse in the third year-long Monosaurus. Won its trial this morning quite impressively, about 4 or 5 lengths in front of the rest of the field. So maybe one to have a look at going forward from the jump out this morning. A nice two-year-old, so I'd keep an eye on it. Aside from that, Nadia, I think you can do very well if you have a little each way on Grunt. If you wanted to throw in Aloysia, Mighty Boss, Holy Snow, Villamont, you could box them up in whichever multiple you want, and I think you'll certainly get a good run for your money in the Australian Guineas. Aside from them, I think that Secret Agenda should be very competitive on a resumption, and I'd expect her to run well. I think Oregon's Day will run a very bold race with a little bit of luck, and Seabrook up in Sydney for Mick Price. I think that Motown Lil should be very competitive over the 1,100 on what I saw this morning. And you can certainly do well with Proudest Moment for Johnny Salanitri, a horse that was very impressive when winning last start, and it goes around Friday night. Aside from those, if you wanted to have a little bit each way on Petite Reward again on Friday night, I wouldn't think she'd let you down either. So they're the best probably from Caulfield, and I'm probably leaving one or two out there also.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Rob.